Another of our former Labour MPs is Tony Clark. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Helen.
What do you reckon about all of this, then?
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, Jeremy Corbyn's a great guy and had a lot of time for him when I was in Parliament. And I think it's refreshing because I think it means that we can have a proper debate into this country and offer some real alternatives to the neoliberal politics that has dominated for so long. But at the same time, I think Jeremy Corbyn's the right driver, but he's driving the wrong bus and most of his passengers don't want to go in the same direction.
I've read a lot of opinion pieces over the weekend and it's very interesting because there is no middle ground on him. He's a bit like Marmite. You either love him or you hate him. Can a party leader that you either love or hate lead a party into a next election?
Well, he can't lead the Labour Party, no, because, you know, you have to remember that 90% of his fellow MPs in the parliamentary Labour Party didn't vote for him. And I think what the Labour Party have done here, they've got caught up with their own greed. They were so greedy they wanted to get the money in from all of those people that signed up as £3 supporters. And they've doubled their membership from people who are crying out for an alternative, crying out for there to be a different type of politics. But now they've been trapped with having him in the wrong party. And those people that won't change, those people that did sign up, are going to be frustrated because it's not going to be deliverable within the current structure of the Labour Party.
People saying now, of course, the Labour Party going back over to... There might be people who don't understand what that means. What does being left-wing actually mean?
I think it's about having a different political outlook to that says... growth and capitalism are the only ways that we can live in society. And there are growing numbers of people, particularly young people across Europe, who are saying, you know, can't we have a more equal society? Can't we live without constant growth? Can't we try to manage the economy better? Can't we go back to the sort of politics that prevailed in Britain post Second World War, which created the NHS, created the welfare state? And so I do believe that there's an appetite for that. Certainly we're seeing it in Scotland with the SNP, we're seeing it with Syriza in Greece, with Podemos in Spain. And there's a growing number of people in this country who are crying out for that type of politics. Now, in Scotland, they have the SNP. In England and Wales, they've had the Green Party, but we're not ready yet. We're growing at a really increasing rate. But they tried to say, well, OK, look, perhaps Jeremy Corbyn's the answer. But the problem was that, you know, the people that signed up that wanted Jeremy are not running the Labour Party. And that's going to be, you know, I really feel for him because I switched on the BBC this morning and saw David Miliband on the television. I thought, that's interesting. Mm. And, you know, I can almost hear behind the cogs of the Labour Party wonk machine and all their policymakers saying, well, look, this is the plan. We'll get somebody, a Labour MP in his 60s, to retire. We'll then parachute David Miliband into his seat. And we'll then have a coup in 12 months and make sure that we've got some way of placing David Miliband as the leader before 2020. And that, you know, that's unfortunately, I think all the good that's in Jeremy Corbyn and the debate that we have to have in this country about a shift in our politics is going to be overlooked by an internal spat and a split within the Labour Party. And I think in 12 months we'll be talking a totally different tune.
Do you think David Cameron will be worried about facing him in Prime Minister's questions?
Oh, absolutely. There's been, you know, this is what I say, it doesn't matter if it's Cameron, you know, really, let's talk Thatcher, Blair, Major, Cameron, let's talk about all of those that are really centre-right politicians who have had no opposition and no debate because you've had this kind of Tory party light face in them who kind of said, well, I kind of agree you to a certain point, but in a different fashion. And what people need and what politics need are arguments and debates that offer alternatives. And I think what will throw David Cameron is that in Jeremy there'll be somebody that the public will warm to because he'll be talking our language and he'll be being honest and open. And I think that will be something some of his shadow cabinet might struggle with as well because, you know, already we had Charles Clarke this morning talking on the radio saying that he understands that there's now a shadow cabinet being formed of people who won't serve for Jeremy, who are going to put their own economic policy together. And it's going to be chaos, but it's going to be interesting. And I think the country needs that sort of debate.
Let's talk about the shadow cabinet rather than the shadow cabinet then, Tony. What do you make of his appointments?
I think he's spot on. I think, you know, that John McDonnell is the only person that's been talking the sort of anti-austerity, different economics that Jeremy signs up to. It's disappointing to see not any women in filling the first, you know, the top positions, Home Secretary, Foreign Secretary, Chancellor, leader, deputy leader. But I think that's just a matter of where we are in terms of the number of good potential women MPs who are not in the Commons and or, unfortunately, who are in the Commons but are of the right. And so, you know, I think he's put together a good team of people, considering that there was far too many who very, you know, in my view, disloyally said that they weren't going to serve.
So, come the next election, 2020, I read an opinion piece over the weekend that said, if he's got any sense, what he will do is shake up politics for the next 3 years, step down, allow somebody else to come in, and Labour will sweep to victory in 2020. You've got some sympathy for that view, have you?
Not really, because I think the last bit's wrong. I think we're entering a period where there's going to be a lot more pluralism in politics, and there's going to be a lot more choices on offer other than simply Labour or Tory. And I think what could happen is that you'll see a split in the Labour Party. You could even end up with a Socialist Labour Party and a Labour Party. I think the Green Party will continue to grow because we're still the only party that's talking a different politics in terms of, you know, we can live without growth, we can reduce our impact on the planet, and not just about in terms of green policies, but in the way that we run society. So I think what, you know, we do need is electoral reform, which allows people to be able to vote for what they believe in, rather than simply the people they think might win.
Tony, thank you. Former Labour MP Tony Clark, now Green Party spokesman in Northamptonshire. 016-